So just a little bit about the panel now. So I'm just gonna kind of share what we already had on our event notice for those who might have seen it, but for others as well. So the idea here is to explore the intersection between Israeli and Canadian settler colonialisms and Israel's campaign of attempting to pinkwash its brutal occupation of Palestine. Okay. So by appealing to global LGBTQ communities to support the Israeli settler colonial state at the expense of Palestinians, Israel is actively engaging in the pinkwashing of apartheid and occupation. As queers, trans folks, and allies, we are outraged by the appropriation of queer and trans struggles for liberation in order to obscure, excuse, or justify state violence and colonialism. As radical queers committed to anti-colonial struggles and all forms of oppression, we also stand in solidarity with Indigenous struggles against ongoing colonialism here on Turtle Island. So we come out against colonialism and settler colonialism in all of its forms and against Israeli apartheid. And when we do this, we interfere, as we know, with the myth-making that is vital to upholding both the Israeli and Canadian colonial regimes. So this is about learning how we can resist state-sponsored hijacking of our community's voice and learn how to say no pinkwashing in our name. And we're part of a growing international movement led by Palestinians against Israeli apartheid, occupation, and colonialism. So essentially, in terms of this panel, we just wanted to have a panel that was more of a 101 around what settler colonialism actually is, what in terms like pinkwashing mean, and how can we as queer and trans folks and also as allies stand up and reject pinkwashing in our names and stand up and be really radical in our politics and understand what that really means in terms of supporting Palestine and Indigenous struggles here. And in terms of the background, we started getting kind of more coalesced as a group, although there were other iterations of Quiet before that. At last year's Queer Film Festival, when two films were played that had Israeli funding or linked to Israeli institutions, Joe and Bell and another film called Invisible Man. And that film's director is actually quoted as saying that Palestinians are not human. That film also played at the Frameline Festival in San Francisco. And so we just wanted to mention that it was also something that was boycotted there. So essentially what people asked for when we were handing out flyers was for us to give some information to them. And they were asking questions like, what is pinkwashing? And I support this struggle generally, but I don't really understand. I know that it's wrong what's happening in Palestine, but we want to learn more. So we thought we would start with something that was kind of more of a basic intro in terms of the issues and have a conversation with some amazing speakers today, and then kind of take it from there and talk about launching a campaign locally. So I'm going to keep my remarks really brief and just give you a bit of an overview of what's happening in terms of Quiet in Vancouver and kind of our history a little bit as well. So as I mentioned before, there have been many iterations of Quiet marching in the Pride Parade with banners and doing a number of other things. The most recent iteration kind of started with last year's Queer Film Festival when we found out, actually through Isabel, who's sitting here, and thanks to her research, that there were two films that had in some way been supported by the Israeli government or complicit Israeli organizations. And those were Joe and Bell and a film called Invisible Man, which I mentioned earlier. And so again, with Invisible Man, this was a film that has been boycotted in many locations, including in San Francisco at the Frameline Film Festival. And that festival itself receives direct funding from the Israeli government. And the director was actually funded to come to that festival for the screening by the Israeli government, where he was confronted outside by people protesting, anti-pinkwashing activists who were boycotting the film in that situation. And that's when he made the comments about Palestinians not being human beings. And that's actually a recording that we included in our letter to the Queer Film Festival here. And so if you want to find that, you can find it on our website as well if you're interested. So one of the things that happened then is that we actually decided to flyer and do educational pickets. There were a lot of rumors that we were boycotting. We had chosen not to boycott for a number of reasons at that point, but we did engage with festival goers. We turned up with our hedgehog masks. So we reappropriated, or you can say we called it our own rebranding campaign. So the festival's mascots last year, and conveniently enough, this year, announced today, are hedgehogs. And so the theme was lovers and fighters, and our message was that we're lovers and fighters. We want to reclaim our festival, and our festival should not be about pinkwashing. And that's the message that we brought to people. And so we had hedgehog masks made by another Quiet member, Charlotte, who's also here. We had bright big pink banner paper and leaflets, not realizing completely at that time that they also had bright pink banners and leaflets and other things. So we looked like we just blended right in at first, so there's a lot of confusion. What was interesting was that we had a lot of support from festival goers themselves, so people coming to watch the movies, and also from a lot of volunteers, some of whom seemed frightened to say too much, but kind of telling us in the quiet that they were in support. Not all of them understood all of the issues, but people were generally supportive, and we had a lot of receptivity in terms of people taking flowers and lineups for other films and things like that. Unfortunately, it didn't kind of translate completely to all of the festival in terms of the actual staff, some of whom were fine, some of whom felt they couldn't say much, but we also had some official lines around being told, for example, that politics and activism don't mix together and that this is not a queer issue. And our response was that, and that politics don't belong in films, and our response was neither does colonialism, neither does apartheid, neither does occupation belong in our film festival. So, needless to say, we weren't happy about that. And it was interesting to kind of see the resistance and the ways in which people were positioned, because as I'm sure everybody in the room knows, the Queer Film Festival is a key kind of cultural institution with a lot of power in Vancouver, and we have a lot of different relationships to it. And some of it, those are good relationships, some of those are not necessarily positive. There's other critiques about the festival and people that it leaves out in terms of queer people of color, indigenous people, trans realities, but also people connect in many positive and negative ways, including within Kwaya, to the festival, and it has different meanings for us. So what we did was, we also wanted to kind of send the message that this is both a queer issue, but it's also not just a queer issue. So on one hand, we're talking about working on anti-pinkwashing campaigns, but that includes also bringing in a larger analysis around occupation and colonialism, not just in Palestine, but for those of us who are not indigenous to Turtle Island as settlers right here, and what does that mean in terms of continuing that work beyond one event or one rally and one demonstration, and how are those linked together? So we put forward a demand in a letter asking the festival to adopt what we would call a BDS, essentially a boycott resolution to boycott films that were in any way supported or funded by the Israeli government or linked to other Israeli institutions that were complicit. And that demand is something that we're following up on now this year, where the festival's coming up, and here's where you come in. So in the months ahead, you would kind of call this kind of relaunch of our campaign, this particular panel, which was to kind of provide people with what they'd asked for, which is education, and we're hoping to do some workshops in the coming months and to talk to people in different ways. The kind of key date is July 1st. So July 1st is when the festival makes the final kind of decision selection for films, when they notify successful applicants in terms of those who have submitted films. So we want this festival to know that this is our festival, that we're going to reclaim it. It needs to reflect our realities, and it needs to reflect the realities of Palestinian queer folks and trans folks and other indigenous folks and people of color and anybody and everybody impacted by occupation and colonialism. And I think one of the things we're going to be doing is, so we're going to be putting forward a list of actions that are going to be on our Facebook and our website and other places, things that people can do. In the meantime, so you can keep an eye out for that, sign up for the email list. In the interim, what we really need you to do to start with is to talk to people in your communities, talk to your lovers, talk to each other, talk to your friends, your mothers, funders, anyone you think has connections and influence, but in particular other people in the community, because this is kind of the first step, is to say in our community that anti-pinkwashing work is actually cool. Not just cool, but it's obligatory. It's the work that we need to all do if we want liberation in our communities. And it's not separate from who we are as queer and trans people. It's not separate. Our politics are not separate from who we are, and they belong in our film festival. So that's the kind of message that we need to really get your support to get out there. And whether, you know, I mean, we have all these, you know, like references, we joke about our bandanas and the glitter and stuff, but this is all about kind of getting that message out in accessible ways to people. So just in terms of, I think, I was just going to say that, again, in terms of getting in touch and stuff, we've got the website, Facebook, the sign-up sheet, and again, a reminder about donations. If you can donate, we're going to have, maybe somebody can pass the bucket around and come up and look at our bandanas, which are $5. Everything else is by donation, or if you can't donate, don't worry about it. The buttons and patches are yours to take. And I just wanted to kind of end and come back to, very briefly, Selma's quote, which really stuck in my mind. You might have seen it on our Facebook page. Because I think this kind of, for me, frames what Kwaya Vancouver is all about. And this is something that's been a conversation I know, and for those of us, I'm involved with local cutie pop organizing, and there's other people in this room who also are. Some of the things we've been talking about in terms of how we're appropriated and how our voices can be appropriated. So keeping in mind this quote, our call wasn't for a place at the table. Our call was for a dismantlement of the system that proposes that a place at the table is the only way to survive.